The automotive repair industry exists around the simple fact that cars are prone to breaking and someone has to know how to fix them. And it's not just that they break, no, sometimes they break in ways that no one could have predicted or even imagined, including the manufacturer. And yet, over and over, in shops all across the world, day after day, we fix these complex problems with seeming ease. How do we do this? You see, we're great at fixing cars because we as an industry and a group of people, we love to share just how we solve these problems. We recognize that the blood, the sweat, the tears that purchase that solution, they have value and we don't want to waste that. So over the years, we've collected these solutions in books, guides, forums, YouTube channels, databases, conferences, and really any other way that we could find to spread the word. It's this willingness to help that makes us so strong. But in my 13 years in the automotive industry, I've noticed something else. We are just as willing to share with each other how to solve other seemingly impossible problems. There was pain to find those solutions too, pain we wanted to save others from broken businesses, families, relationships, mindsets, and even hearts, we are there for each other. It happens at Facebook groups, phone calls, conferences, within coaching groups, and between owners in the same town sharing a beer. So why not put those stories in one place that we can all go to find support, encouragement when we need that? And that's why I started Beyond Broken Cars, a podcast that creates a place for pillars in our community to share how they solved their seemingly unfixable problems, escaped the darkest of valleys, claimed their hard-fought redemption story, and turned a seeming end into a new beginning. It's where we talk about how to fix everything beyond the broken cars that we work on. Because that's the stuff that actually matters. That's the stuff that keeps us going. So join me, your host, Thomas Hayes, for Beyond Broken Cars, wherever you listen to podcasts.